Welcome back to Talk Jamaica here on One Radio. Again, listeners, we apologize for the late start due to a server issue that we are trying to resolve. But thank you for being here with us. We now present to you In Perspective.
It's now time for In Perspective.
Good afternoon to you again, listeners. And as usual, it is good to be with you this Sunday afternoon, even under these trying off situation. This Sunday afternoon, listeners, I will not, as I usually do, speak to you on the rough and thrust of politics that you will usually hear me speak about in this segment In Perspective. Listeners, every Sunday, at the end of this program, Talk Jamaica, when we were on Talk Jamaica, whether we were on Talk Jamaica Radio online and now on OneLink, you will hear my co-host say this at the end.
And on behalf of the Talk Jamaica production team, comprising supervising producer, scriptwriter, Volney Barrett.
Well, listeners, on Wednesday, the entire Talk Jamaica family was plunged into mourning because the name you just heard my co-host mention, Volney Barrett, passed away suddenly at the age of 32. Listeners, Volney joined the Talk Jamaica team 4 years ago as our producer and then the supervising producer. And from day one, Volney stood out to us, working hard to make sure that we go to air on time and that we do not go over time. Volney was the consummate hard worker and what I called oftentimes the peace in the midst of the storm. Listen, several times when I myself knocked with my co-hosts, whether it was Ricardo Brooks or Sanjay, who is with us today, Volney was always that voice, that calm voice that brings the balance. He was loved by every single one of us here on Talk Jamaica, going above and beyond, never refusing to take on an idea that you might suggest to him. Volney saw the good in everyone, and he tried his best to expose the talent of the many young persons he knew from Western Jamaica. I recall many times looking at the script and seeing an unknown singer or a volunteer who is doing something good in his or her community and saying to myself, how does Volney come across these people? But he knew them and he appreciated all that they do. Volney showed appreciation even when things did not go right. And he would say at the end of the show, good show, guys. Thank you. He was a professional and he loved what he did. He loved journalism and he loved every single one of us here on Talk Jamaica Radio. Volney smoked the better angels in all of us. And we are going to miss him dearly. We're going to miss his clear and precise instructions telling us, guys, the guests are waiting when we dare to try and squeeze in one more question with the previous guests. We're going to miss him reminding me especially that Talk Jamaica is our brand and it needs all of us. Volney, my friend, I say to you, walk good, and all of us here on Talk Jamaica know that when we are down and sometimes when our soul gets weary, as the song reminds us, when troubles come and our hearts are burdened, we'll only sit and wait in the silence until you come and sit with us. What good, Walney. We will miss you.
That was In Perspective.
Welcome back to Talk Jamaica here on One Radio. My name is Ralston Chamberlain. My co-host this afternoon is Sanjay Lewis. Listeners, we are now going to present a review of some of the major stories from the week that was.
Actually, Ralston, we are going to jump to the first segment. But I just want to comment briefly. As you know, it is not customary that we comment on what is said in perspective, but I think it is more than necessary that I also add my portion. And, you know, Ralston, as we started today and I recognize the technical issues that we had, it just reminded me so much that, you know, Volney would probably send me a message to say, what's happening? Why haven't we started? Why are we not on air as yet? And he would say, and I would say, Volney, we're having some technical issues. And he would say, it's fine, take your time. I'm going to contact the guests now to inform them about it. He was Ralston, and as we are about to join with Ricardo shortly, Volney was the one who, as you rightly mentioned in perspective, he would be the one to guide us. He would be the one at all times to say, guys, cut it, time is going. I've contacted the guests. The guests are on hold. We need to go to this guest now. And he was always, as you rightly mentioned, the peacemaker within the group. He's the one who you never ask Volney to do something and Volney would complain. Volney would always take on whatever task that is given to him and deal with it like a champ, you know. And I last spoke with Volney on Wednesday, Ralston. When I spoke with him on Wednesday evening at about 4 o'clock, Volney is working on a project for me. And Volney tried contacting me and did not because I was in a meeting. And Volney sent me a voice note. I listened back to the voice note last night. And he said to me, you know, I know you're busy, but this is the information. Call me when you get the chance. And I called Volney, spoke to Volney, and he said to me, all right, Sanjay, so tomorrow, which is Thursday, I will then go to UA to print the flyers for you so that we can put up the flyers because of the project that we are working on. So when the morning, Ricardo was the one who called me, and Patrick Fitton was also on the line. And when Ricardo, Ricardo, you're on? Let me just join in with Ricardo. Ricardo? One moment. I'm just, forgive me, listeners. Right, Ricardo?
I am here.
Okay, great. I'm just joining you in the conversation. And Ralston, when Ricardo called me to say what's happening with Volney, I was driving in the morning to do something and I said, nothing. I spoke, when last I spoke with Volney, I said I spoke to Volney yesterday evening. And Patrick was also on the line, and Patrick said to me, I saw a tweet from Maxine Bisesa saying Volney Barrett, no, 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 no. And immediately, Ralston, I was driving, and it's like I had an out-of-body experience. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what I was doing. And I just went silent, hoping that this was not the news. And then I remember Ricardo, I don't know what happened, but I just heard the mother on the line. I think, Ricardo, you were the one who connected the mother.
Right, so yes. I called him. I asked Patrick whether he had called him, and Patrick said no. So I thought that was the obvious thing to do before one starts to panic.
Yes.
So I called him, and a female voice answered. So as you can imagine, my heart fell a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, Mommy, and she said yes, and I said, may I speak to Volney? She gave me a deep sigh, and then she said, my dear, and then she started to outline the sequence of events. I mean, up to that point, she still had not said, you know, that she was no more, and I think that would have been the point at which I would have conferenced the call,
yes.
And then we would have all received the news at the same time.
It's very, 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 very sad. But, Ricardo, for our listeners, what kind of person to you? You worked with Volney also for a time. Tell our listeners the type of person that Volney was.
Right. So, as I would have said in my introduction, he was an extraordinary human being. And I do not say that with any reservation. He was patient, kind, consummate professional. I remember when you, Sanjay, called me and said to me, you wanted me to be a host at Talk Jamaica. I mean, I've had stints in media, but this was going to be now my first long-term engagement. And I was a little bit nervous, and I remember he came on the line and he said, oh, don't worry about it, man. You're just going to deal with Ralston, and he's not that much. And it turned out that Ralston was quite a lot. But, you know, he tried to put me at ease. And I remember having very contentious production meetings. I mean, Ralston, of course, had an interest to represent. I had an interest to represent. And Volney somehow managed to bridge that divide. There were times when the conversation on air got very heated, and he would chip it into my ear, and he would say, Ricardo, you're going too far. Calm down.
Yes,
but he was always so patient, so kind, you know, so giving and generous of his time and his expertise. I remember at one production, he told us, listen, I am the professional here.
Became
a running joke that the rest of us were not professionals here. And therefore, if Volney said it is so, it is so. But no, he was a fiercely loyal friend. Always willing, always giving. And I can't imagine moving forward without his guidance. We are poor for his absence.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, as I tried to go through this discussion and the remembrance, Ricardo, is that Volney to us was that person who took on an idea, yes, and he ran with that idea, and he's not going to be the one to throw out your idea. He'll take it and he'll say, let me see how this can fit in the greater production that we are doing here on Talk Jamaica. And I think, and oftentimes, as I was saying in my In Perspective, oftentimes I look at the script and I'm saying, where does Volney find all these unknown, all these young people, especially in our Talk Ball segment, where he tries as best as possible to find these seemingly unknown, whether volunteer or upcoming artists, and he wants to unearth the talent in them. And I think that is the kind of person that he will be remembered for. I was going across Facebook just last week, and I saw where one particular person who was on Talk Ball said in a piece that it was Volney who highlighted him and pushed him to enter into a competition that would see him being more exposed. And that was the kind of person that Volney was to me in particular, and to everybody we came across.
No, absolutely. Because he never thought that there was too little space for everybody. He thought that there was enough space for every talent to be heard, for every viewpoint to have placement. but his light. I mean, he would gently guide where guidance was necessary, but he was always interested in ensuring that excellence was the hallmark of what we did, and that every future that we had was about unearthing that excellence and putting it forward for listeners to hear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I remember the time when I said, I wrote to Valney and I said, Valney, I'm going to be off from Talk Jamaica. I'm not going to be doing this. And Valney said, I'm not accepting it. I'm not taking it. This is our brand and we have, you got to be there. And then he kept coming back to me every week. When are you coming back? When are you coming back? And I was saying, next week, Valley. And he said, Ralston, when are you coming back? And he was the one who forced me and said, he's not going to accept it. I have to come back because Talk Jamaica has to work. That's the kind of person he was.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, Ricardo, thank you so much. We're going to get some more reactions. But Ricardo, thank you so much for your time.
Not a problem. My sincerest condolences to his family, yes, and to the entirety of the Talk Jamaica team.
All right, Ricardo, thank you so much. All right, Ralston, we are going to try and get in contact with Kamala Forbes also. Kamala, as you and our listeners are aware, sometimes sitting for either of us if we are unable to be on the show.
Right.
Right. So we're gonna be joining with Kamala shortly. For her also to share. Kamala?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. As Hi. You know, we are doing our reflection on Volney. And what's your fondest memory?
Well, I've been thinking about that memory all week. Last year during the campaign, election day, internal TNT elections against Mark Golding and Colin Campbell. He called me in the morning. I was in Ocherius and we had a talk for about 2 hours. And I mean, Volney has this way of telling everything in his heart, he wanted to just get everything out. And I mean, it was such an enriching, enlightening conversation. And it was at that moment that I would say that Volney and I became good friends, because he just told me everything, mm-hmm, what he was going through after his death, mm-hmm, everything. And boy, I don't know. I'm still very shaken up about this whole thing. Mm-hmm. Very shaken up.
Mm-hmm. And
I mean,
and you, Kamala, as you know, Volney would call, you know, have conversations as it relates to the show, and maybe you need to come on and
right.
Tell us about your interaction with him in terms of guidance with the show on air.
All right. Well, when I started with Talk Jamaica, with my own program, Let's Talk Live, I basically owed that all to you, Sanjay, and Volney. And Volney, really, I have no journalistic experience at all. And Volney basically held my hand and guided me through everything, taught me how to write a script for my show. Mm-hmm. And then whenever I fill in on Talk Jamaica for Ralston, most of the times it's Ralston I fill in for, sometimes you. Mm-hmm. Volney did everything. I mean, when I got the script, all I had to do was just read my lines, basically. Yes. Because Volney did everything. There was no, I could That's get true. My script at 5 to 4. I could open my script at 5 to 4, mm-hmm, and read the script to the program, and it's perfect. There was one Sunday late last year that I know Ralston was off, and something came up with you, Sanjay. I think you were sick, and I had to do a show alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Volney. Believe me, it was Volney why I could do the entire show by myself.
Mm-hmm.
No problem at all.
As I hear Kamala mention the whole issue of our script, Sanjay, and listeners, one of the things, when we just started, Volney used to, like, when he prepared the script, he was so technical, he gave us the questions that he wanted us to ask.
Yes.
He said, all right, guys, now I give you an idea. I'm going to give you the script, no questions.
And he still did that for me.
And he prepared the script, listeners, was so down to the T that there's no way we could not have a great show. But one of the things about Valnet, that even when we go off script or we're going overtime at the end of the show, as I said in my perspective, mm-hmm. Valnet was always the one who would come to us and say, great show, guys.
Yes.
And
he was always. Yes. At the end of every show,
yes.
Valnet makes you feel, he made you feel as if it's the best show you've ever done.
Yes.
At the end of every single show, he made me feel like this, Kamala, he would call me and encourage me and say to me, Kamala, it's just getting better and better. You're doing so well. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much, Kamala. We're just trying to get in as many persons as possible.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right.
And condolences to the entire South Jamaica One Radio team.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, we're trying to get in touch with Patrick Fitton, Ralston. Patrick also, I know Patrick is in an exam, but Patrick mentioned to me, he just messaged me to say he still wants to come on. So he came out of the exam to also add his piece.
Right. Yeah, just want to remind our listeners that
yes.
Patrick worked even more closer with Valnet, because mm-hmm. they were doing script together,
yes.
and mm-hmm. working on the production of Talk Jamaica, mm-hmm. and other shows that
yes.
we have here when we were on Talk Jamaica and now
yes.
on One Radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Patrick?
Patrick? Yes, Patrick, yes.
Right. Right, so your fondest memory of Valnet?
I think we're having a connection problem.
Yeah. Patrick? All right, so let me try and reconnect with Patrick. Not sure why we're not hearing Patrick, Ralston, but I'm going to try and reconnect with him. And just after we connect with Patrick, we did a little... tribute, you know, for Valnet, so we're gonna play that after.
Right.
So let's try and see if Patrick is back on. Patrick?
Yes, Sanjay.
All right, hearing you now. Your fondest memory of Valnet?
First of all, let me say good afternoon to both you, Ralston, and the listeners of Talk Jamaica. The Talk Jamaica program. I'm trying to hold my composure because the circumstances on which I am now here speaking to you guys, you know, I must say it is still very surreal to me. I recall the morning when I was, you know, you got up and you do your usual scroll through social media, the various social media websites. And I was on Twitter, I got on Twitter at a point, and, you know, I saw a comment from a very good friend of mine, and also, I'll say a mutual friend of both Valnet and myself, that's Maxine Bessesa. I think she's a former counselor I know in Montego Bay and a journalist. Mm-hmm. You know, and I saw her made a particular comment that, you know, it jolted me, gave me a shock, and I was there trying to figure out, you know, what this comment really meant, you know. But suffice to say, it led to this reality that we're now speaking about. In terms of my fondest memory of Valnet, there are so many. What I will say is that my entry into the Talk Jamaica family, where I got to interact with Valnet, and of course, Talk Jamaica has to do with journalism from an online media platform, and I have no experience at all in media. I've never been in the field. And Valnet, I'll say, because there are moments when I got a lot of scare, when I had to either produce a show, eventually led me to being on air on Sundays with Let's Talk Live with Kamala, and Valnet would encourage me so much and gave me I'll say the motivation I need to continue on. I said it on social media that he's the epitome of willingness, calmness, he was just always willing to go the extra mile, you know. It's just very unfortunate. Listeners, you'll have to forgive me. I am so much still in shock to this very minute. You know, there are period of times when I go on social media and I just wanted to see a post from Volney to say that this thing is not real. But he was a decent human being. Everything decent in any individual, you can find that in Volney Barrett. He was very calm. You know, I can recall there are times, listeners, when in our private meetings and planning for a show, and there are sections of it when it would get testy between a particular individual and myself, particularly around the political the political aspects. And, you know, I'll always say that this is the final straw. Like, I can't deal with it, and I'm backing out. And Volney would call me personally. And I'm sure he did the same for the other individual. Yes.
He said it, actually.
Yes. Oh, he did. Because yes. I wasn't able to listen to this show. But that goes to show, because I wasn't listening. I actually ran out of eggs from a while ago to do this segment. But, you know, Ralston can attest to the fact. And Volney would call me to say, Patrick, no, you know, we will find a solution to this issue. And he would just always find a way for both of us to come back to the table, and for the show must go on. That was Volney's, that was his thing. The show must go on, notwithstanding whatever. The show must go on. And he dedicated his time to Talk Jamaica Radio. Mm-hmm. He will always, you know, if on a particular Sunday, Talk Jamaica or other shows, you know, Volney would be the first to put in the group that, listen, it was a good show, guys.
Yes.
And that was an encouragement that going into next week, you know, that we either step up the game or continue. But he was just a decent, willing individual. And I personally will miss him dearly. You know, and that's the thing. My mother also passed away a couple of years ago from renal failure, where she had to do dialysis treatment. So I personally know the struggle that comes with dialysis. But if you didn't know Volney personally, for him to tell you that he was going through that struggle, you couldn't know.
You couldn't know.
He didn't complain. He didn't use it as an excuse not to fulfill his duties. He certainly didn't allow it to get him down at all. He was just always there. Volney would show up and Volney would execute. Yes. And that says a lot about the man. When his father passed in 2016, sometime in 2016, and both of us, we were having a conversation. I said, Volney, my mother having passed 2 years prior, I know personally what you're going through. And, you know, my mother passed 2 years before his father, and he would be the one encouraging me, because I was saying it is still hard on me, so I know that it's going to be hard on you. And believe you me, Volley made it as if it was my parent who had just passed. He was the one encouraging me and holding me up, you know. So it's a complete shock. I will certainly miss him, and I use this opportunity to send condolences to his immediate family, his colleagues in journalism in Out West, and the general media fraternity, certainly our family here at Talk Jamaica Radio, or One Link Radio. We will certainly miss him. Mm-hmm. And we just have to hang in there and hold the fort. Hold the fort for him. As I said, Volney's thing was that the show must go on. We'll certainly miss him.
All right,
Patrick. Thank you so much, Patrick.
All right. Ralston, my mom is actually listening, and I just want to read something that she just sent. She said to me that she says that I've always read his article every week in the Western Mirror. Such a talented young man. And she says that on the 28th of February, I read the last article he wrote about a lady who celebrated her 103rd birthday. And Janet Silveria said it also, that, and Lloyd B., they spoke to his writing skills and the passion that he would put in anything that he decides to write. And, right. not only write, but the passion that he puts in anything that he commits to do. And, you know, he would normally take on the thing as his own. Volney took on Talk Jamaica as his own. Or even when we are tired and we're like, okay, we cannot do this anymore, Volney would push to go ahead. And I remember at one point, it was about, what, 2 or 3 years ago, I think Volney had a lot on his plate, and he said, guys, I really can't manage doing the production anymore. And I remember he was still there but couldn't manage the production. And when we lost our producer, Lorenzo, Volney came back and on the promise that he would do it for a couple of months. And listeners, the couple of months ended up in years that Volney produced the show. And Volney has never said to us, guys, I've only promised you a couple of months and that is the end of it. Volney was always there. And our scripts, listeners, believe it or not, there's a lot of work that goes into putting the show together. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we would discuss at times what we're going to discuss. And then at other times, we would not even know. We would just see a script and Volney would say, guys, check your email. And then Ralston would ask for it to be placed in the group. It's placed in the group and the script is there. Guests are booked and everything is intact. That's the person it was.
And as you speak about his writing skills, Sanjay, and you refer the reference to comments made by Lloyd B and Janet Silver. Even in our very own script that we have, mm-hmm. as I was saying earlier, it's as detailed as ever.
Yes.
And I wonder, and I say to myself, where does Volney get all this time to yes. research all this information to make sure that when we have our script, we have all the background information as to the story that we're going to be covering, as to how we should approach it. And he was always detailed. Yes. And let me tell you something, listeners. In our group that we have our discussion as the show go along, mm-hmm. as we go along, there is always Volney there giving us some other idea
yes.
that we need to talk about. Mm-hmm. And really, as Patrick said, and as Ricardo said, and as Kamala said, Volney was that person who always, always encouraged us. I was never in media, and I have no training in media.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the one who always encouraged me. You can do it. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, as Patrick said, when we butt Ed, and we often did.
Yes.
Yes? And it's serious. And I'm saying, and as Patrick said, Volney called Patrick by himself. And then he'd call me. And he was the one who brought the peace in the group. He was the one that sees that everything would gel together, and he was willing to compromise. So you gave him an idea and he said, this is how I think it should be done. Volney said, yes, I'm going to take your idea, and he will make a spin to it yes. that you often wouldn't realize that he has thrown out your idea completely.
Yes.
And brought in a new idea, right? That's the kind of person he was.
Yes.
And we really, really, are going to miss him. I'm seeing one of our listeners saying to us, how are we going to manage without Volney guiding us each Sunday?
True.
But and I think we will. And as Patrick said, what Volney would want for us is for the show to go on. I just mentioned this. I remember I wasn't able to come on about 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and it was a late notice that I gave. And Volney said to me, Ralston, can you come on at least 4:30? I said, Volney, I'm going to try.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't come on. And then Volney said to me, he gave me a stern warning at the end. He said, Ralston, next time, please give us adequate warning. Please give us adequate notice. I said, yes, Volney. So he encouraged you, but at the same time, he wanted And he pushed for us to make sure this Talk Jamaica show was as professional as possible.
Yes, and one of the things that he would always say is that the show must go on. The show must go on. We can't not have a show. And, you know, as sometimes it's you're dealing with technology, you have issues at times, and you know, he would message me, what's happening? I'm not hearing the show, what's happening? All right, Sanjay, take your time. Fix the issues that you're having, as in today when we had an issue with a server issue, And he said, he would say, take your time. What I'm going to do is connect, call the guests just to inform them of the delay. And listeners, Volney was so precise that he would even tell the guests what number they would get the call from. So he would ask me, because we have more than one lines. So he would ask me, is it the 342 line? Or he would ask, is it the 886 line you're calling from? What number? And maybe, Ralston, you see, you didn't even know what he was asking me, but he would say, is it the 343 or the 886? That means, which number is it that we are connecting the guests from? So that he could tell the guests, this is the number that will call. When the person called, please answer. And while the show is on, so now we'll be talking, listeners, and we have another segment that is to come, Volney would be calling the guests to say, hey, please be on standby. The studio will call you shortly. Expect the call. Please be in a quiet background, etc. So he was detailed. And then at times, I would be messaging Volney, 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 where are you? Volney, where are you? And then he would respond immediately. And then he would apologize to say, hey, sorry, I was away trying to get the guests to come on. So it's just really, really, really sad.
Indeed.
We have, before we go to our next segment, Ralston, we have a little tribute that we have put together for Volney. So we're going to play it, and then afterwards we're going to go to the break, and then we come back with our second segment. All right? All for me.
How do I say goodbye?
Hi, I'm Volney Barrett.
What we have.
In recognition of its obligation to serve paying customers in affected communities, it will make an effort to provide electricity for not less than 12 hours per day and will remain sensitive to the safety concerns of the residents. JPS is also making every effort to minimize the impact on the businesses, hospitals, and schools in those communities.
On behalf of Talk Jamaica production team, comprising the producer Volney Barrett,
it's so hard to say goodbye.
And on behalf of the Talk Jamaica production team, comprising supervising producer, scriptwriter Volney Barrett,
on behalf of the Talk Jamaica supervising producer Volney Barrett.
Yes, that's what that says.
For Talk Jamaica, I am Volney Barrett.
I urge you to continue to listen to Talk Jamaica because we are uniquely Jamaica. God bless you.
Listeners, that's our tribute to our friend and colleague, Volney Barrett. Ralston, we take a break and we come back with the second segment. Listeners, please bear with us and we ask you to stay with us. Don't go away.
It's tax season. Self-employed persons, companies, partnerships, and employed persons with additional sources of income, remember to file your final income tax return for 2017 and estimated return for 2018 on or before March 15 online at jamaicatax.gov.jm. File on time and avoid interest and penalties. For additional information, contact our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357. Or visit the March 15 Hub on our website. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Say you know fi practice, fi eat parrot fish, cause of them clean the coral reef there. Jamaica little the safety parrot fish, cause of them bring the sand from we beach them. Yeah. Oh, whether you are the buyer, seller or the fisherman, say you can help save our island. Do not bring no parrot fish, come as dry land. Fisherman, put away your hook and your nylon. Make we stop try erode the style of save the parrot fish.
Brought to you by Sandals Resorts, the Jamaica Observer, and Rainforest Seafoods.
Welcome back to Talk Jamaica Live on One Radio, and we're streaming on oneradio.link and on the One Radio mobile app. My name is Ralston Chamberlain.
Good afternoon again to you, Ralston. My name is Sanjay Lewis. Militant teachers, by a massive margin of nearly 6-1 yesterday, voted to reject the government's latest wage offer and ordered their executive to return to the bargaining table.
During a special conference at the Woolmers Boys School in the corporate area, delegates of the 23,000 Strong Jamaica Teachers Association said no to a four-year contract as they mandated the executive to ensure that the agreement will retain its two-year format or there will be no deal.
The wage offer placed before the teachers was for the four-year period April 1, 2017 to March 31, 2020. It provided them with two options: 6% in year one, no increase in year two, 5% in year three, and 5% in year four.
The second option presented was year one, 5%, year two, 2%, year three, 4%, and year 4, 5%.
Well, listeners, to discuss this current development, we have the president of the Jamaica Teachers Association, Georgia War Richards. Mrs. War Richards, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chamberlain. How are you?
Good. And my name is Sanjay Lewis. So, Ralston and Sanjay, thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, Mrs. War Richards, tell us, why is it that, give us an overview of what happened yesterday at the Extraordinary General Meeting, and what's the next step?
You would have known, as we have been putting out there in the public space, that JTA operates in a particular protocol where before a wage agreement can be signed, it has to be put to the teachers for them to determine the way forward. So yesterday was that day when we hosted our annual, our special delegates conference, where the wage offer was placed on the table and teachers were given the opportunity to express their views and to vote whether for or against the offer. And as you well know, that an overwhelming number of teachers voted against the offer in its current state.
Mm-hmm. And is it, Georgia War Richards, that the teachers are saying that they would prefer a higher increase, or is it the main teething issue is the 4 year as against a 2 year?
There are two main issues. Mm-hmm. The teachers are not ready to accept a four-year agreement period. And mm-hmm. Secondly, the classroom teachers, who are the majority of the teaching population, are of the view that this offer currently holds no improvement for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you say no improvement for them, is it you against the backdrop of the no suggested 5% in contribution to the pension?
Not necessarily. you might be very well aware. You might be very well aware that there is a hold, there is a freeze, as it were, on allowances. Mm-hmm. And so there is one basic allowance that affects every teacher right across the system, mm-hmm. that is called the Book Software and Technology Allowance. And because there is no movement on that allowance, which is the only allowance, as I said, which affects all teachers, then there's really no improvement for them.
Mm-hmm. And looking on the what is presented to the teachers, and what is it that the teachers would want, paint a picture for our listeners as to what is an acceptable offer that if the government should go back to the table, and then the government should come back to you. What is that acceptable offer that you will be okay with to sign off with the government?
And I hope when you say you're really referring to the teaching population.
The teaching population, that's correct.
Yes. The teacher said it loud and clear yesterday. They said no to the 4-year. And they're saying something must happen for the regular classroom teacher. There must be some improvement for the regular classroom teacher. And they're asking that we revert to our regular 2-year negotiating period.
Mm-hmm. And is it that they're asking that the freeze on the allowances be lifted?
Well,
so that the regular classroom teachers would benefit from that?
They're particularly concerned about one. The one I mentioned to you, the Book Software and Technology Allowance. They're mm-hmm. particularly concerned about that one. Because that's the allowance that affects all teachers.
Mm-hmm. And I would assume now that based on the discussion yesterday, you will now write to the ministry and await the response.
That's our next move. Mm-hmm. Certainly by early tomorrow morning, we will communicate with the Ministry of Finance mm-hmm. to inform them of the latest development.
And what if the government decides that, look, this is the best that we can do, we can't do better than this, then what's the next step of the JTA?
It's a process. We have a protocol that was outlined, and so it will become time for us to meet with our membership again and to chart the way forward.
Is there a possibility of strike action?
I said to one of your colleagues yesterday that the president does not operate in isolation and mm-hmm. operates on the mandate of the teachers. So if that was going to be the case, I would have to be mandated by the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But let me put this to you, Georgia War Richards, president of the JTA. What do you say to those who will come with the argument that the other unions or other government sectors have accepted this 16%? Why is it that the teachers are being so adamant given the fiscal constraint in which the government has found themselves?
Well, I would say to persons that while the 16% and the 4-year might be common across the public sector, our claim is unique to the teachers. The other sectors have a unique claim. And so they might see things in their claim that satisfy them, which we are not able to see since I'm not a part of their sector. And so the teachers, as I said to you, the 4-year period and the 16%, they're not the only issue. So there are other items of claim with which the teachers are not satisfied.
Mm-hmm. And I want to come back, if I could, to the issue of the contribution of the 5% to the pension. Because
yes.
I had a conversation with one teacher this afternoon, and yes. he's concerned that it doesn't balance out, because then it would seem, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, and if his reading of it is wrong, is that mm-hmm. if they get a 5% increase, in let us say the 5% in year 4, then that 5% increase in year 4 would have been the same 5% that they would be now be contributing to their pension. So basically, they would not have gotten an increase.
Well, the 5%, based on the current understanding, would be applied incrementally, 1% mm-hmm. per year. So we would not have gotten, we would not get to 5% until the fifth year.
That is, and the 5% of the pension.
The 5% of the pension we would not get to until the fifth year.
Okay.
Because it will be applied incrementally, 1% over each year.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. All right. So then, if we're looking at this calculation, then it, with the 1%, then it would not be, it would be, let us take, if we go for option 2, which is 5225, then mm-hmm. with the pension being put in it, then it would be 4134, an increase. No, because now that's 1% being applied each year.
In essence, if you look at it that way, that's what it would be. Because if we're applying 1% this year, and for argument's sake, you're looking at the first option with a 6-0, then when you take that 1% from it, you'd really be seeing 5%.
Indeed. Are the teachers in a militant mood, Mrs. Wall Richards?
Yes, it would have been seen on the media. It would have been heard from the reporters that were there. The teachers are livid.
And as you say, you have to go back to your teachers and get the mandate from them. But are you getting any sounding on the ground from them that the option of shutting down the system is not ruled out?
The sounding on the ground now is to go back to government and get us a better deal.
Indeed. Can I thank you, Georgia War Richards, for having joined us this afternoon, and we look forward to hear updates as we go along.
Thank you so very much, and thanks for having me.
All right, listeners, you heard her there. She's Georgia War Richards. She is the president of the Jamaica Teachers Association. And at their extraordinary meeting yesterday, they rejected the offer being put to them by the government for a 16% increase over a 4-year period.
Yes. Boy, today's probably one of the hardest shows I've ever done. To be very honest. All right. We want to touch a little bit, because we have some time, Ralston, on the week that was. There is two stories that I want us to look a little bit on. But before that, tomorrow is the
by-election.
The by-election.
Whether you want to say BY, BI, or BUY, listeners, as you know. Whatever you want to put before it, the information is out there, as I usually say. And you listeners must decide. But, there is by election in St. Andrews, yes. Northwest.
Yes,
for to replace Derek. I'm not sure if you have seen. I have not been on social media a lot. But is Mr. Smith out campaigning?
I haven't seen him.
I haven't seen any. I wonder what is happening. Is he ill or he just?
I don't know. I know his son is out. But I haven't seen him at all.
But what do you make of the optics of that, though?
He may be ill, Mr. Chamberlain.
All right.
he may be ill.
I'm sure my co-host wants us to look at this story of the re-verification.
Yes, actually.
So the government and the opposition has clashed over the re-verification in the budget. The opposition was not satisfied that the Minister of Finance and Public Service ordered a short explanation that the necessity to boost expenditure on countering crime and violence in the country was the reason the funds were not assigned or reassigned, and there was an uproar. I'm going to let my co-host speak on it, because he would have a lot more information. No,
but you know, listeners, we I'm split on this matter.
No, you ought not to be.
No,
but wait. You need to speak is the truth.
Crime and violence is very important. It's very important. And we need to we need to tackle the issue of crime and violence, correct? You would agree with me on that?
Absolutely.
So therefore, what the government is saying is that they have redirected the funds on for the re-verification process to help with the matter of crime and violence. We know that Minister Shaw, when he was in opposition, he spoke loudly about the then PNP government not channeling money for voter re-verification. And we know how important it is to the process, because we need to see if someone has died. We need to get them off the voters list. We need to clean up the voters list, in essence. But what Mr. Shaw is saying is that they have put it for the next budgetary year or period. And the opposition, of course, is not pleased at all by that. But would you agree, though, that we must channel the money towards fighting crime and violence?
I'm simply saying.
So we should not put more money. Mr. Chamberlain, how the two must run if we need to channel more money towards crime and violence?
To me, that we must have a healthy democracy.
Of course.
Well, so if you agree with, hold on just a moment. If you agree with me on that, I don't see why the two cannot run together. And the second thing that we need to know, listeners, how is it that when government wants to spend money in some questionable situations, they find the money? Second to that, if we cannot, this is very serious, if we cannot take the commitments that is made to us by ministers in the parliament, as the opposition was saying, then what are we to believe? What are we to believe when ministers come to the parliament and say to the nation that they are going to do X, Y, or Z, and then they end up not doing this? But the bigger picture, though. So, okay, they said they're going to channel the money into solving crime and violence.
Which you have asked the government, what is it that they're doing to tackle crime and violence, correct?
I'm asking now, what is the plan? We hear about money. What is the plan? What is the crime plan? What is the strategy of this administration in solving crime? Are we to understand that the plan is and state of emergency? Is that the plan? Because if that's the plan, then the administration must let the people know. We must know. Because we hear about the money being channeled into crime. But the government find money to do this. The government find money for a by-election. The government find money for debushing.
Nobody find money for the...
800 million for debushing, which the contractor general said people made questionable comments about. Government ministers. Prime Minister has not said anything on this issue.
Are you saying, Mr. Chamberlain, that we should not spend?
I've answered that
Hold
already.
On. No. You haven't heard my question. What is the question that I'm asking?
Spend on crime.
No, that's not what the question that I was going to ask. You know,
cannot take all of the money and channel it into crime.
But in the first instance,
what is the crime plan? What's the plan?
Well, one of the things that I must say, and I posted it on Facebook, I think it was last week, that I'm encouraged by the fact that I'm seeing way more police officers doing stop and search, because I remember I was complaining about this, I think it was in January. There are way more officers on the streets. Every major intersection that I go in Kingston, you see a police presence. When I'm heading home every day and in the night, there's a spot that the police is always there, and they do random spot checks, etc. You would almost think that Kingston is under a state of emergency. That alone is encouraging. So we don't necessarily need something on paper every time to say that the government is planning to do this. Why not try the existing measures that are in place, in opposed to coming with a new crime plan every time. We're not short of plans,
what's
you know.
In place?
And I'm saying to you that we have done quite a bit, strengthening the agencies that exist, MOCA, Operation Kingfish, channeling the money there, having more stuff, of course, channeling more money towards the necessary equipment that police officers need. And I'm going to touch this one, of course, giving them more vehicles. Yes?
Because that are on the wall. All right, listeners.
I was waiting for you.
Do you hear them? The spin that they make, yes? But the people of this country will hold them accountable. People of this country will hold them accountable in another 2 years. Yes?
Which it seems, listeners, and I'm happy that you mentioned that, Mr. Chamberlain, because the Observer article, and I'm going to read the entire article, is saying that Dr. Peter Phillips, there's whispers that he may be challenged.
Oh. I'll speak to that. When is my next in perspective? In another 2 weeks, I will speak to that issue my in perspective in another 2 weeks.
He's dodging it, listeners.
But you will. I'm not dodging it. You will be surprised of my analysis.
But it also seems to me that the Observer is saying that 9 persons are vying for the position of vice president.
That's good.
And we see where Lisa Hanna is throwing her hat back in the ring.
Good.
For the position of vice president.
That's very good.
I think it's time though that you some of these long serving
Damien Crawford, Mikhail Phillips.
Damien Crawford. Mm-hmm. That's that's a surprise for me though.
For Damien Crawford?
Yeah, I didn't expect that he would throw his hat in the ring for the
I'm not surprised.
I'm surprised. Believe me. Is it what they call it now? The young set of aspirants are pushing themselves to take over the party. Lisa Hanna, Mikhail Phillips, Damien Crawford.
Let us put it this way. If the PMP doesn't come to the realization that the time has come for the party to re-energize, for want of a better word, and renew. I don't like that word renew, but I'm gonna use it renew. Then, because as Dr. Chang said last week, that the JLP is looking at putting young bright minds in the party, bringing young and bright minds in the party, and I think that's where the parties need to be looking. Getting the there is space for the older politicians, but you have to look at how we as a society are moving in a technological age. Yes, where the young people want to connect. People want to see somebody who they're connecting to. And if that is not being done, then I believe that they don't stand a chance. The JLP is rebranding, for want of a better word, itself. Mm-hmm. Yes? And you see some of the older ones are for maybe stepping aside and ensuring that the young minds take over.
And we're hearing whispers that Roddy Spencer may be out. I hear he came to the media to say, not so. But I'm seeing quite a lot of persons saying stuff on social media that he may just very well be out. And is Mike Henry out or is he seeking re-election?
Well, let's see. Maybe they'll have to push him out in a wheelchair, as he said.
But by the way, as we talk about Mike Henry, we see Chairman for Life, Bobby Pickersgill, he has officially resigned as chairman for the constituency. But he said that he will remain as MP until the next general elections.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a battle in that seat because the councillor, I think his name is Valentine, I think. I don't remember his name.
No, but Hugh Graham.
Yes, Hugh Graham is the front, well, he's the front runner. I understand that that is the person that Mr. Pickersgill wants to be the MP. But I hear that not so fast because one Raymond Price will be challenging Mr. Graham for the seat.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, according to a post I see being made by Ashley Ann Foster, and I'm not sure, I haven't read the article, but I'm supposing she was quoting from the article that a poll was done, mm-hmm. and Hugh Graham is way, way ahead of
I wouldn't be surprised, you know. I wouldn't be surprised because he is a councillor and he's been working there for years. And if the delegates are the person naturally who would select the constituency chairman, then Mr. Price, unless he has the backing of the party secretariat, will probably have an uphill task to win that seat.
But not necessarily, though, you know, because if we were to take St. Andrew Southwest, when the councillor went up against Brown Burke, remember.
Well, but the difference with that one is that, remember that Brown Burke got the support of the MP.
Mm-hmm.
So I think...
But my understanding, and I stand corrected, is that the MP would want Raymond Price to be in that constituency. I don't know.
I am hearing that he's in support of Hugh Graham. That's what I'm hearing.
Well,
but that's the sounding I'm hearing because, of course, nobody is talking, so you don't know the official words coming from, you know, the persons. But Denise Daly also is considering the VP position, Mr. Chamberlain.
That's what I'm seeing.
Oh?
But I hear that Miss Hannah did, on Twitter said that the story was incorrect. She don't know who the writer of the story spoke to, but she has not indicated that she would be nominating, and or she had no intentions of contesting any upcoming VP race in the PNP.
Interesting.
Which is what she communicated to the writer when she was asked.
And Philip Paulwell?
I don't know. Philip Paulwell, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He has leadership aspirations. We have been hearing that from a long time.
What a battle royal in the PNP.
I think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for democracy. It's good for the party.
What a thing, listeners, is happening in the PNP, because if we see a leadership race, will it be won? Like what happened with Portia Simpson Mill and Peter Phillips.
I think there should be a leadership race.
Oh?
Yes.
At what point, though? Because if the...
At what point?
It now is the turning point, as I mentioned in my In Perspective last week. It has to be now. Because if it's not coming during the next conference, which is when? September? September is the next conference, right? It has to be now. Because the new leader, if there's a new leader or the existing leader, will need at least 2 years to mend the fences and move forward.
There is a poll coming out this week, a Dan Anderson poll that should come out this week that will look at the economy, will look at the leadership, party standing.
Mm-hmm.
And if the party standing in the poll goes against Dr. Phillips and the PMP, then that should be an indication to those who want good for this party to insist that there should be a leadership. But anyway, as I said, I will speak to this issue in another 2 weeks.
Interesting times. Oh, yes, I remember what I was going to say. The Don Anderson poll, Mr. Chamberlain, also mentioned, I don't know if you saw it, that the Jamaicans overwhelmingly are happy about Zozo.
Who would not be happy for peace and stability in this country?
We up on a break.
No, no, you need to ask yourself the question, because I don't think that's something that this
No, but they are particularly...
Should use as anything to say that, oh, they have done well, because over 1,600 persons were murdered last year.
But at the same time, listeners, we see where an overwhelming support for Zoso. The same Zoso. That Mr. Chamberlain threw cold water on, listeners.
I did, and like many others, yes. Because that's not the end all and the be all. What's the plan? What is the plan to solve crime? People are still dying. 3 killed in Clarendon last night, listeners.
By the way, Ralston, on a sad note, I'm seeing here where a JLP councillor died this morning. He's a councillor for the Homestead Division in the Spanish Town Municipality Corporation, Owen Palmer. He died this morning at about 7 a.m. in a car accident in Willowdene, in Spanish Town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very sad.
Yes. Wow. All right. One last thing before we go to the break. Lord, we miss Walnina Cavalli. We tell us to come off long time. We have a free run today. By-election tomorrow also in Angela Brownberg.
That's right. Norman Gardens Division.
There's not even.
I don't know. Who are the candidates?
I don't even know. I don't even remember. I saw the names and I don't even remember. I don't remember at all because it's so low key.
Indeed. Yes. At least Volney would have told us who those are.
Oh, Lord.
He would have his finger on the pulse. Listeners, we're taking a break. And when we come back, we're going to take you inside Talk Vault. We're going to be speaking with a member of Volney's church. She's going to share her remembrance of him. Please stay with us. Don't go away.
Say enough he practice, fi eat parrot fish, cause of them clean the coral reef there. Jamaica listen to the safety parrot fish, cause of them bring the sand from we beach them. Yeah. Whether you are the buyer, seller, or the fisherman, say you can help save our island. Do not bring no parrot fish, come a dry land. Fisherman, put away your hook and your nylon. Make we stop, try erode the soil of safety parrot fish.
Brought to you by Sandals Resorts, the Jamaica Observer, and Rainforest Seafoods.
In any party, me reach in any area, now left me excess. No. Me get it in a 12 flavor, hold on, make me express. Whenever I'm flossing, believe me, me now left me excess energy drink. Give me it, whether hot or cool, mix it in everything when me drink. Flossing, yeah. Me now let the excess energy drink. Pineapple blast tastes nice when it cool. Mix it up in everything when me drink. It mix with the any, it mix with the vodka. Mix with the magnum, it mix with the rum. No sugar, no carbs, 8 calories. And it fool your dumb when the sun start on well. Can get it in a 12 flavor. Cranberry, grape, yeah, and the cola. Pineapple, grapefruit, tropical blast. Drink me drink till me last.
Check your local stores for excess energy drink. Distributed by Amway North America.
Star Team International, with 3 locations islandwide, is the place to see for quality car care service. Whether for washing, servicing, tire sales, and more, take your vehicle to Star Team International for the very best service at the most affordable prices. We're located at 1A Caledonia Avenue, Kingston 5, Lot 3, Clarendon Park, Clarendon, and Lot 4, Vista Del Mar, Draxhall, Odoria, St. Anne. If you're in Kingston and need to access our services, then drive on over and stop by our GB restaurant and enjoy the very best in local cuisine while you wait. Treat your taste buds to delectable meals and refreshing beverages that will keep you coming back for more. Whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make it GB Restaurant, located located at 1A Caledonia Avenue, Kingston 5. Check out our bar at each of our three locations and make it your chill spot. That's Star Team International with three locations in Kingston, Otrias, and Clarendon, and GB Restaurant at our Kingston location. Star Team International and GB Restaurant. Visit us today.
Welcome back to Talk Jamaica. We are live, listeners, right here on One Radio. You can listen to us via our mobile app, or you can listen via oneradio.link. My name is Sanjay Lewis. My co-host is Ralston Chamberlain. Today, listeners, we celebrate the life of Volney Barrett, as we have been doing throughout the show, and his influences. Volney was an avid churchgoer and oftentimes found ways to help those on their walk with Christ. He was a believer in faith and that there is always a positive in everything that is seemingly negative. That's how he looks at it. So today, listeners, we speak to one of Volney's inspirations. We have Minister Marcia Palmer Gallimore, a spiritual influencer and a minister at Volney's Church, which is King's Chapel. Minister Marcia Palmer Gallimore, good afternoon. And we have had you on before. Just unfortunate that we have had you on. We're now having you on in this circumstance. Good afternoon.
Oh, painful circumstances, but good afternoon to you and your co-host and your
listeners. Yes. All right. We all know we got the sad news about Volney. We're reflecting on his life and we're looking from his church and his contribution. Tell us a little bit about his contribution to his church, King's Chapel.
Okay, I met Volney when he was about 11, 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And that Sunday, when he was sitting in church, I remember it vividly. As a young man, he sat there looking with a very questioning look on his face. What's going on here? And I was moved by God to just go and pray with him. Mm-hmm. And that very Sunday, he received the gift of the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, as the book of Acts states. And I've watched him grow. He has been involved. He has been a great influence on a lot of young people, because at the church, he did Bible quizzing. And he was at one stage in charge of the Bible quizzes, mm-hmm, that he received an award from the national body, mm-hmm, for being the youngest leader for Bible quizzing. And, you know, he really spent time working with the children, because junior Bible quiz is between the ages of 10 to 15. And he would really work with them, study with them, practice with them, give them guidelines how to study the scriptures. Mm-hmm. And he was also on the choir, right, and he used to lead the children's choir at one stage. So he was highly involved, mm-hmm, in the church work, mm-hmm, growing up, and the youth ministry. We did quite a bit of youth ministry together. Mm-hmm. At one time, we had this group called Yes Group, acronym for Youth Empowered in Service.
Yes,
and we did a lot of community work. We did a lot of training on social activities, social graces, and we had USAID come in to do some training, mm-hmm, at one of the weekend camps that we had. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Volney has been a very, 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 very good young man, and a young man that, when he got involved, without any question. Mm-hmm. And so his service was just really, really, really very good.
Which was going to be which was going to be my next question to you about his involvement in and just how he would take charge, because like with the church, with us here at with our show, Volney would take charge, and Volney would just, you ask him to do something and Volney would just take it on like a champ and decide to run with it. From the perspective,
he was a perfectionist.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. From the perspective, the perspective of the church. How is the church community today, and how are they doing after hearing about this sad news?
Not doing too good. Not doing too good. Right now, all over the globe, because many of the young persons that he has worked with mm-hmm. are on the Facebook, really, 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 really sharing their experiences and, you know, stating how they really cried mm-hmm. when they heard, you know, the news. Because I was the first person the mother called when it happened.
Right.
You know, and when I woke up
mm-hmm.
and I screamed and I said, oh, no. And I had to just control myself because she was a lot calmer than I was,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I didn't want to push her. But I tell you, it is a real blow.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain. We just finished a major activity.
Yes.
We did a homecoming and memorial for the founders of King's Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
And we, Ronnie and myself and one of my sons, we worked on a magazine. Ronnie was the editor and of it. My son did the graphics, but he was editor. He did the work, and it is of no mean order.
Mm-hmm.
The magazine is top class. Everybody loved it, but more so now, when they look back and say, now they understood why Bonnie gave it his best. Because for us, it is his last best work.
Yes.
And one of the things that shocked me this week, I knew he was planning to do a follow-up to report on how the homecoming event went,
mm-hmm.
to put in the newspaper that he writes for.
Mm-hmm.
But it really shocked me that the very day that he passed was when the article came out.
Wow.
And, you know, he never told me that he was putting it in this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to see it come out after, I said, my goodness, really, this event, because we had over 50 persons coming from overseas,
mm-hmm.
our local people. On the Sunday, we had over 2,000 persons in attendance. So, you know, it was a major event, 3-day event. And those who were for the first time from overseas, part of the international committee, when they heard, you know, said, we just met this young man, and he had to just go like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bonnie is well loved, well, highly appreciated. You know, we appreciate his work,
mm-hmm.
and he has left us a legacy. And he's one of the young men I think we have to highlight in Jamaica.
Yes.
Because, like the mother, I am just learning of a lot of things that Bonnie has been able to do,
yes.
even through his sickness,
yes.
through his illness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did so much to help people.
Mm-hmm.
A lady who has a certain challenge, he, because of this article he wrote, she was able to get a sewing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many other stories like that. And I said, well, no. This young man, he has left a legacy that we're going to have to bring to the fore, that people can see that it's not all young men have been doing bad.
Yes.
We still have some young men that even in their sickest state, they're doing something positive for others.
Mm-hmm.
They're always, I mean, smiling, Well, he'll never tell you that he's not feeling well, even when he's in pain, even when he's having challenges. And to think that his mother, I spoke with her last night, and as I with her, she said that night, Bolly said to her, "Mom, come and pray with me. Because the pain is so much. I said for the Lord, take me home."
Wow.
And he told her that he loves her. And she didn't expect him to go, but those were his last words to her. You know? And it's a beautiful way to go. That you can tell your loved one that you love them and just pray with me. Really, really, it is something that we're still trying to grapple with. But I know he is in a better place than where we are.
Yes.
He's gone ahead because the Bible tells us the dead in Christ shall rise first. So he's just resting a little, but he's going to rise, and we are going to have to go to meet him. And I believe he was ready. I believe he was ready to go. And I now have to keep myself ready to be able to meet him on that day. You know, so.
Yes. All right.
While his passing and his life is a testimony to all. I mean, I haven't seen all what is written on Facebook, but I'm told that in person I've never met him, but just reading what people have been writing about this phenomenal young man. I mean, they are sharing their sympathies and condolences and, you know, passing their positive remarks to. But, you know, we just have to be ready. I think Bonnie, he did everything he did it well, not knowing that it was his last well that he was going to do on Monday, or even with this event that he did. You know, the first one of that kind at East Chapel. The major part.
Yes.
But life goes on, but I'm just telling everybody, we just have to be ready and kind of look at Valmy's life and take a page out of his book that we can also leave a legacy. And I'm appealing to the men, young men, you don't have to become marginalized. You can make an impact like what this young man has done. You know, he has left an impact and made an impact. Even in his sickness.
Such a wonderful way to end, and want to thank you so much, Minister Marcia Palmer Gallimore. When we are planning the show, one of the things that we said is that it's imperative that, you know, we get someone from the church to at least come to add also to, you know, to talk about Volney and his contribution, because, you know, many persons may not even be aware, you know, of how many different things that Volney has been a part of. So I think you know, it's more than telling, and it was so wonderful that you could be on to share with us. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
I appreciate this time.
Yes.
All right. I appreciate it. And all the best to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, listeners, you heard her there, Marcia Palmer Gallimore. She is a pastor at the church that Volney was a part of. Ralston?
Indeed.
All right, we have a few minutes. We're running a little over time, but I've asked Andrea to bear with us as her show is coming up next. We have, Ralston, the feedback question.
All right. Yes, a question this afternoon is your reaction to the Jamaica Teachers Association rejecting the 16% wage increase offer.
And I have a few responses coming in. Samuel McKenzie says the JTA. The JTA is an arm of the PNP. And that's not so, Mr. Samuels. And the PNP would be rejoicing if their agents shut down the school system. Andre Parchman says they lack conscience and should not be supported by the general populace. Andrew Macklin says send the government a message. Action now. Jessica Henry says pay our civil servants better than that. Yakisha Henry says I think they should be accepting this 16% increase. Really and truly, it took quite some time to reach here. Why would you reject it? After other civil servants need increase too. So what will be left for that to happen? We have so much to deal with in this country. By the way, is how much are they looking for? Roshane Ferron says, JTA, just plain politics. Let's look back when they had a wage freeze and were unable to take industrial action. I support the increase, but let's be critical with the fragile economy. And Shamar Monroe says, pay the civil servants for work done. It's time for all Jamaicans to stop playing politics. None of these MPs are taking a wage freeze or a cut to their salary, and lots of them getting paid for doing nothing. The prosperity of the economy 2 years should be growing. What is fragile about it after all the waste of taxpayers' money every day? 20% is a good bet for all public sector workers. The first year, 10% in the first year and 10% in the second year. It's an ambitious target.
Let's see how it goes. All right, listeners, well, we're out of time, and we do want to give Andrea her, I'm sure she would want to pay her own tribute to Volney as well. So let me go into talk history. In talk history this week, on this day, March 4th in the year 1993, at the height of the Great Depression, Franklin Roosevelt is inaugurated as the 32nd President of the United States. Mm-hmm. All right, listeners, keep tuned to the news. Tomorrow is the by-election in Northwest St. Andrew. We will give you updates on our page as the day progresses. We want to remind you that this has been Talk Jamaica. Special thanks to our guests. We want to thank Ricardo Brooks. We want to thank Kamala Forbes. We want to thank Patrick Fitton. We want to thank as well Georgia Ward-Richards. We want to thank Minister Marcia Palmer Gallimore, and I want to thank you, the listeners in Jamaica and in the diaspora. I want to thank you, the respondents to the feedback questions, and again, our listeners who tune in via One Radio mobile app, the One Radio .link, via the Zeno Radio, and of course, those who listen to us at Caribbean Rhythms Radio and CaribbeanRhythmsRadio.com. And until you hear my voice again, this is Ralston Chamberlain saying goodbye for now.
And listeners, on behalf of the Talk Jamaica production team, comprising our producer this week, Shanae Bennett, our team of studio engineers and technical operators, and my co-host, Ralston Chamberlain, thank you, listeners, for listening to Talk Jamaica. Thank you for your patience this week. We know it has been a really rough show today, listeners, but thank you. I see the messages. I'm getting the private messages. Thank you so much for listening, for all the persons who have listened. And join us next Sunday for another edition of Talk Jamaica. It's commentary at its best. For comments or queries, please send feedback to info@talkjamaicaradio.com. Up next, we have The Advocate with Andrea D. White. Please stay tuned. Goodbye.